From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian government forces advanced in the city of Aleppo Sunday. They are trying to capture a section of the city being held by opposition forces. Syrian state media report the army promised rebels safe passage to leave eastern Aleppo. More than 50 people were killed in Ethiopia's Oromia region when police fired tear gas and warning shots to disperse anti-government protesters at a religious festival. The tear gas caused panic and triggered a stampede Sunday. Local officials reported that 52 people had been killed. Hungarians overwhelmingly rejected the European Union migrant quotas for their country in a non-binding referendum Sunday. According to the data posted on the website of Hungary's National Election Office, with almost 95% of the votes counted, over 98% cast their ballots against EU quotas. Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain will formally start the process of leaving the European Union by the end of March 2017.
We look beyond our continent and to the opportunities in the wider world, in which we win trade agreements with old friends and new partners, in which Britain is always the most passionate, most consistent, most convincing advocate for free trade.
Theresa May. Brazil's Workers' Party, or PT, is expecting a loss Sunday when Brazilians vote in the first local elections since President Dilma Rousseff's impeachment. Voters are electing mayors and city councils. Now, according to national polls, the PT is poised to suffer a major defeat. This is VOA News.